Live from NPR News, I'm Korva Coleman. U.S. national security officials are providing fresh details about Russian hackers who got into two local government networks. NPR's Miles Parks reports the Russian saboteurs got limited access to some voter data.
The Russian group, sometimes known as Energetic Bear or Firefly, targeted dozens of state and local governments over the past few weeks, according to the Department of Homeland Security. In two counties, the group was able to break into government servers, which allowed them some limited access to voter data. But officials are adamant that the hacks did not give the attackers the ability to change votes or results. Instead, officials worry the attackers could use the access, or other similar breaches, to deface official results or information websites in the time around the election. The Washington Post reports the counties are in California and Indiana. Miles Parks, NPR News, Washington.
President Trump and Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden held their final debate last night. The candidates sparred over several topics, but the pandemic was the dominant issue. Trump insists the U.S. should reopen. Biden says more Americans will die because the president has no strategy to address the pandemic. The full Senate is considering Amy Coney Barrett's nomination to the U.S. Supreme Court a day after the Judiciary Committee advanced it to the chamber. NPR's Amy Held reports Barrett could be confirmed to the High Court on Monday.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is taking up Barrett's confirmation, with debate and procedural votes planned through Sunday in a rare weekend session. A final vote is expected Monday, 8 days before the election. And Republicans are all but certain to have the 51 votes needed to confirm Barrett in what would be among the fastest confirmations in history. Monday marks 30 days since President Trump announced Barrett as his third nominee to the High Court. Following 4 days of hearings last week, all 12 Republicans on the Judiciary Committee voted for Barrett's nomination, with all 10 Democrats boycotting, calling the process illegitimate. Amy Held, NPR News.
In northern Colorado, a wildfire on the western side of Rocky Mountain National Park has burned more than 260 square miles. From member station KUNC, Matt Bloom reports it's now Colorado's second largest wildfire on record.
Hundreds of residents in nearby mountain communities were forced to pack up in the dark and flee their homes. Grand County Sheriff Brett Schroetland says it was difficult to describe the way the fire moved through the area.
We knew this fire was here. We knew the impacts of it. We looked at every possible potential for this fire. We never, ever expected 6,000 acres per hour to come upon our community.
Firefighters expect the fire to grow over the next few days. Meanwhile, Rocky Mountain National Park has been closed to visitors. For NPR News, I'm Matt Bloom in Denver.
This is NPR. There's a tense calm in Nigeria after several days of protests and deadly military attacks on peaceful demonstrators. Amnesty International says Nigerian forces killed 12 protesters this week. Nigerian President Muhammadu Buhari finally addressed his country last night. He expressed sorrow over the loss of life, but he said nothing about the military's attacks on civilians. Lawmakers in the island nation of Sri Lanka have approved a change in the constitution. It would give more powers to the president. Sushmita Pathak has more from Mumbai.
A large majority in Sri Lanka's parliament voted late Thursday to pass a constitutional amendment that would weaken independent institutions and let President Gotabaya Rajapaksa consolidate his power. Rajapaksa and his party say the change will help centralize control and make it easier to run the country. But critics say the amendment is a threat to democracy and will put Sri Lanka on the path to authoritarianism. The Rajapaksas are a political dynasty. The president's brother is the prime minister. Their party dominates parliament and has courted more Chinese investment in Sri Lanka. For NPR News, I'm Sushmita Pathak in Mumbai.
Investigators in Oklahoma have discovered another body in their search for black victims of the 1921 Tulsa race massacre. The remains of the 11th person were found in an unmarked grave. Investigators have not determined if they are massacre victims. As many as 300 black Americans may have been slain by white mobs during the massacre, who then also destroyed Tulsa's thriving black business district. This is NPR.